Unit 1. Exercise 3. Part 1.
Nice to see you again, Mrs. Osborne. Business is good, I hope?
Not bad, not bad, thank you. I can't complain.
Now, you mentioned on the phone that you wanted to consult me on the question of changing the structure of your business. How exactly can I help you?
Well, I'm thinking of getting into something new with my business, and I'd like to discuss the legal implications with you.
Up till now, you've been operating as a sole trader since you started in 2001, haven't you?
That's right. When I first moved here from Japan, I was selling Japanese goods from my own home. The business has done really well, and I want to expand into furniture and textiles. I feel the growth potential there is greater than in the food and clothing sector.
I can't see any problems with doing that with your business as it is. Or are you thinking of forming a separate company specializing in furniture and textiles?
Well, that had crossed my mind. But I am the only owner and manager at the moment, so I'm thinking of offering one or two of the people who work with me some sort of position as well. That's fairly straightforward, isn't it?
Well, it certainly doesn't have to be complicated. I think you should tell me a bit more about your plans and about the people you want to bring into the business.
Fine. The main thing is that I think we're going to need more capital in order to expand the business, and this is where I need your advice.